Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm your host, Jesse Steele, and it is Tuesday, March 8th. So, a couple things to go over here. First, of course, being... Of course, I don't know why I said that. It's not like this is obviously the first. Sometimes you just read and talk at the same time, and you're not really doing either. You know, story of my life. Mammoth Lakes Police Department encourages off-road enthusiasts to comment on the 2022 California Off-Highway Vehicle, or OHV, grant application. So, they said, our agency has submitted a preliminary application to the State of California Off-Highway Motor Vehicle, OHMVR, this is getting more difficult as we go, division for the 2022 grant cycle. The public may view and comment on the application by visiting the state's Grants and Cooperative Agreements Program website. With the 2021 grant award, MLPD conducted summer and fall OHV patrols on the Polaris Razor. Officers contacted 79 OHV riders issuing warnings for speeding, not wearing helmets, and camping in illegal areas, including several with illegal campfires. They also checked for current green sticker registration on OHV vehicles and engaged with riders for community relations and occasionally offering directions. The MLPD OHV LMNOPQRS patrol responded to one UTV rollover traffic collision and patrolled the dirt roads around Crowley Lake for 4th of July festivals. Please read more about what the MLPD OHV program offers the community of Mammoth Lakes in the press release or by viewing the full application at ohv.parks.ca.gov. The OHMVR division's website provides detailed instructions for accessing the preliminary application and submitting comments. So there is a full press release posted at Eastern Sierra Now. You can head over and read that yourself. It's just pretty long for the radio, so I figured I'd read you the brief part. So head over and check that out. It is interesting. It's just a lot for the radio or the podcast, I suppose. It's not really radio. But good on them. That's cool. There is a Bishop City Council special meeting, and that's 5 p.m. tomorrow. And it is being held at the Northern Inyo Hospital District Board Office Annex, which is over by Jill Kinmont Booth School out by Manor Market. It's at 2957 Birch Street in Bishop. If you want to access the agenda or anything else, the Zoom link, if you're going to Zoom instead of go in person, it is at Eastern Sierra Now. You can check that out. But again, it's tomorrow night, 5 p.m., and it is a special meeting. The only thing I could see on here that I don't really understand why this is a special meeting, but number 5 on the agenda says strategic planning discussion, council to discuss, identify, and prioritize the City of Bishop's work efforts, future projects, vision, and mission. So, I mean, where that is important, and I think that's really exciting, I'm not sure why it's special, but I also don't know much about this, so we're just going to go on from there. Speaking of meetings, everybody's favorite thing, Big Pine Civic Club will be holding a meeting Monday the 14th at the Big Pine Town Hall starting at 5:30. They're going to be honoring the 2022 Citizen of the Year. I'd just like to thank them now before they even get to that point. I could just get a preemptive thank you for, you know, making me the Big Pine Citizen of the Year. They're going to go over Easter and Shave Ice events and dates, and the times will be discussed. Plus, there's bragging rights will go to the best carrot cake entry. You know how I know you live in a small town? Because your civic club has a meeting set aside to give bragging rights about the best carrot cake entry. So, Assemblyman Jim Patterson, I'm still a little confused on this whole thing, but with the redistricting, the guy from Fresno basically now covers our area. I would like to know a little bit more about this. If anybody knows exactly what's going on here, give me a call or hit me up at info@EasternSierraNow. I'd love to know a little bit more and understand this. I guess I could call Patterson's office, but that seems a little scary. So anyway, that guy kind of covers us. So I'm trying to put stuff out that he's posting through his press release just because I think it matters to our area currently. If I find out it doesn't, then I'll just skip it. But in the future, you know, we'll see. But for right now, I thought this was pretty good because this actually affected me. There is a bill that Patterson brought forward to make the CHP have a task force to help with catalytic converter theft. A bill introduced by Assemblyman Jim Patterson would allow local law enforcement agencies to tap into CHP resources to investigate and prevent catalytic converter theft. The theft of catalytic converters has risen dramatically throughout the state. In Los Angeles County, it is estimated the catalytic converter thefts were up by 400% in 2020. In Fresno County, reports of stolen catalytic converters went up over 900% from 20 to 22. AB 1653 will help address the skyrocketing theft of catalytic converters by expanding the CHP Regional Property Crime Task Force to include the thefts of vehicle parts. This will allow counties in the hardest hit areas to seek additional support from the CHP, including logistical support, personnel and equipment. Patterson says that the catalytic converter theft is hurting real people when they can least afford it. These crooks will saw off your catalytic converter in broad daylight in your own driveway and sell it for $300, but it costs you $2,000 to replace. It's time for the state to add additional resources to help put a stop to this. And I could not agree more, because that did happen to me. I was living in Orange County and someone sawed it right off of my Tacoma. So I had to drive around like a chainsaw for a while until I could get a new one. So that was awful. I guess why that's a big part to steal is because it's pretty easy to get to. It's right underneath the truck. You can reach up there with a saw and just really fast skill saw that sucker off and run away. And I guess there is a lot of precious metals in the catalytic converter, so it can be melted down and they can strip it for those metals. That's why those are a prime target for people to get to. I always thought, like, I wonder if I could electrocute mine, like run an electric current through it, so if they tried to, they get blasted. Chances are I didn't hurt myself or killing my dog or something, so that's why I didn't try to figure it out. But I was pretty pissed for a while. Anyway, this is a good idea. I think that that's definitely something that needs to be... It's such a pain in the butt. Nobody has $2,000 to put into something right now that they don't need to. You know, and that makes sense that the percentage is up in 2020 and 2021, because that's when all of us were hurting for money and didn't know what was going on. So, of course, these crooks are out there stealing more of those, because that's how they're getting their money. So, it's pretty terrible couple of years there we had. So good job on that, Assemblyman Patterson. Let's hope that bill goes through and they can put the kibosh to that, because that's awful. There is another special meeting coming up for the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District Governing Board. That's March 17th. And the packet is available at Eastern Sierra now. It's a big one, so I'm not going to bother reading into that for you. If you are interested in that, again, it's March 17th, and you can download the whole packet at EasternSierraNow.com. So you know one of our newest clients here, and some of my favorite people, they do such a great job, Perez Tire. They're in Big Pine and in Bishop. They're always there to help me. I couldn't say anything better. They're so fast. If you've ever pulled up to have a tire worked on, like say, for instance, you have a flat, you pull up, and if they're not doing something else right then, it's like three dudes hauling butt, throwing it on the different machines, popping it off there, putting the soap on there, seeing where the hole is, plugging the thing. I mean, it's like a 12-minute job for them to do it. It's so fast. It's amazing, because none of us have time to mess with this, you know, dealing with things like flat tires and stuff. They just jump right on it, and they do such a good job. You know, Ivan, who runs the deal up in Bishop, he was a student of mine when I was a teacher years ago, and he's just a great kid, one of those fast-talking, charming guys that you just like to be around. He's a super good guy. Perez Tire is the best. Recently, my mom got a flat tire, and she was right by where the big pine tree used to be, and it was a stormy day. She called me and said she has a flat tire, so I went over to get to her, but I don't have an air pump. So I went down to the big pine, Perez Tire, and Ivan was there in his own personal 4x4. He had a air pump, so he let me borrow it. I took it down, pumped my mom's wheel up, turned her around, took her right back to Perez Tire in Big Pine, gave him his pump back, of course. They straightened up her tire. She ended up buying new tires instead of just fixing the one, and she was back on the road in an hour. I mean, it was incredible to see the quality of work these guys put in. And I'll find out more for you about more that they do and everything. I only know stuff that I've dealt with them, and I couldn't be more impressed and or sold, as those being my personal tire guys. So make them yours. Go in there and say, hey, Jesse at Eastern Sierra Now mentioned that you guys are the best and you're going to prove it, and they will. They are amazing. So Perez Tire, go check them out in Bishop or Big Pine next time you have tire needs. So I went and saw a movie this last weekend at Minaret Cinemas, which is the place for entertainment. And of course, it was Batman because I'm a nerd. And I have to say, it was really good. There's 355 Batman movies, and so it's kind of like Spider-Man. It's like, oh, are we going to see his parents die again? You know, I mean, there's things that just, of course, are going to happen. Well, no, you didn't. They did a really good job of just taking off from the story and not forcing us to sit through 45 minutes of the same thing again and again. And this movie was so grounded. It was very, like how the Christopher Nolan ones with Christian Bale, how those were much more grounded in reality. It wasn't like Arnold Schwarzenegger doing the Mr. Freeze thing. What killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age! You know, you don't need any of that crap. The bat nipples, you know what I'm talking about, was awful. So this one is actually way more realistic, and they played Bruce and Batman. Oh god, spoiler alert, Bruce Wayne is Batman. I shouldn't have said that, sorry. He does a really good job of showing that, hey, he probably has a little bit of some mental issues going on too, because in order for a dude to dress up as a bat and go out and fight and blow his family's fortune on this, you probably aren't the most stable dude. And they did a really good job of that. It's wonderful. If you would like to see the review, our very own movie critic Manuel Ruiz posted it today, as well as a link to Minaret Cinemas in Mammoth, where you can get your tickets to go check this out. And if you haven't been to Minaret Cinemas, you need to go. They renovated it recently. The seats are electric and fold back, so you're like reclining. They have little arm trays that go over for you to put your food on or your cell phone or whatever, and they've spread them all out so you actually have a lot more room in there. So they probably cut back the amount of seats, but it is so comfortable. It's just like watching it in your house, only with a giant screen, and it's amazing, you know? And so we've been partnering with them to post movie reviews for them, and we're super excited to be going with that. So yeah, we got this one from Batman, and then there would be a podcast out probably by the end of the week, I'm hoping, that we'll have a full breakdown with spoilers and not spoilers. The beginning will have no spoilers if you're worried about that, where you can get my take as well as a professional composer that is a friend of mine that came on, and we talked about it back and forth and broke down the score and the music, but everything. He's also a Batman aficionado, so we walked through all the different movies, what the differences are, why this was cool versus not cool, that kind of thing. It's really interesting. It's a good listen. So that'll be out on all of our podcast platforms. So we're at all the podcatchers, which is, you know, Spotify, Google, I mean, everybody. You can find us. You can just go to Alexa and get it. It's pretty easy. So look for us on Eastern Sierra Now, and from there you'll be able to find that podcast. We'll also be posting it to our YouTube page and our Eastern Sierra Now page, so if you don't find it somewhere else, you can get logged in with that. So yeah, we'd appreciate that. So let's just end things today with, unfortunately, an obituary. Always my worst part of the day, but that is what it is. This guy actually, it sounds pretty interesting. I'm looking forward to reading this to you, and I'm sorry for this guy's family because he seemed like a really cool guy. So William Frank Robinson, he was born April 4th in 1932, and he died March 2nd this year. And this is written from his family. So we are heartbroken from the passing of our father, William Frank Robinson, on March 2nd. Bill died at his Bishop home surrounded by his loved ones. His beloved wife, Josephine, passed away on February 7th, 2022. Wow, that was really close. That's always interesting when that happens, when people that have been together for forever go really close to that. It's a really interesting phenomenon. Bill was born in Raton, New Mexico, to Frank and Alma Robinson. His family was constantly moving around, and he had a rough start in life, but Bill accomplished many goals in his lifetime. One of his favorite childhood games was playing and collecting marbles. He joined the Air Force at age 17 and was sent to fight in the Korean War. After 4 years, Bill was honorably discharged and received two medals, Korean Service Medal and National Defense Service Medal. Bill came back to California and worked at the LA County Hospital, where he met our mother, Josephine. After a short courtship, they married and had three children. Bill held down two jobs to support his family, one with the Postal Service and the other at a gas station. He eventually got a job at the Social Security Administration in San Francisco, and he moved his family to Santa Rosa. He eventually bought a house in Pleasant Hill, California, and commuted on BART to his job. Bill was a runner and participated in 10K races. He retired in 1987 after serving a combination of 34 years of military service and civil servant service. Bill moved to Bishop to be with Josephine and to help care for her mother, Agnes Perks. Bill was an avid bowler from the 1960s until November of 2021. Bill loved to watch boxing matches and reading about the old-time champion boxers. He loved to hike the desert around Bishop and even found an old Navy Colt pistol wrapped up in cloth under a bush during one of his hikes. That's cool. Bill was a published author, and he loved to write stories about his experiences growing up and life in general. He made many friends in the writing community. He wrote many letters to the editor of the Inyo Register, plus Top of the Morning articles. Bill served twice on the Inyo County Grand Jury. Bill always had a smile and was a gentleman with a pleasant personality. His favorite song was "Those Were the Days, My Friend" by Mary Hopkin. He was an avid reader, loved playing ping pong and tennis, watching sports, traveling, loved a good game of chess and backgammon, went to BUHS football and basketball games to watch his grandson Chase play. Bill loved to cook pancakes and bacon for Sunday breakfast for his family. Bill survived by his son Edward Robinson, daughters Diane Rose and Linda Robinson, grandchildren Kyle Robinson, Nicole Rose, Trevor Rose, and the late Chase Teague. Great-grandchildren Lila Bammy and Antonella Dondero, Cayenne Dondero, Vera Robinson, and Keller Robinson. Siblings Edna Pointer, Joanna Jewell, Graham Newton, Laureen Newton, and many nieces and nephews. Bill was brother to the late Rimmel, or Jimmy Wilson, and Sandra Goiters. He will be sorely missed by his family and many friends. A viewing will be held on Saturday, March 19th from 1 to 3 at Bruni Mortuary, 325 West Elm Street, Bishop, California, and the burial will take place the following Saturday, March 26th at 12 p.m. at Sunland Cemetery, South Barlow Lane, Bishop, California, 93514. Well, he sounded like a very interesting guy, and our condolences to his friends and family. So we're going to wrap it up for today. Tomorrow's going to be chaotic as well as the next day. I plan on getting the news out, but if for some reason I don't, I won't be in town, so that's why. But I have intentions of getting it out tomorrow, so we'll see what happens. Thank you all for listening. And again, as always, I'd like to just end things with thanking our patrons, Allison, Sam, Fran, Tiffany, Valerie, Deborah, Ida, Dee, Tomato Head, Margaret, and Chandra. Thank you so much for all that you do to help. And if you're interested in becoming a patron and helping Patreon and helping support local news, go to patreon.com/Eastern Sierra now. Thank you, everyone. This has been Eastern Sierra Now, and I am Jesse Steele.